Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Mr. Nathan Daniel is here this afternoon, and we are going to explain well. And I'm glad we have some time to chat about this afternoon, because it's important. Unfortunately, we have reshuffled.
We have reshuffled, and it's a proper reshuffle. The old is not out, and the new is not in.
It's so literally,
a proper reshuffle of old faces into new portfolios. But as to new blood...
Nee.
Dit is nou net wat ek wou sê. You say old faces, but honestly, and I'm not being ageist at all, so please don't come for me. Ou mense, who are totally out of touch with what actually is going on in the daily lives of South Africans.
En jy weet, Ros, ons kyk gisteraan die aankondiging van die nuwe kabinet en die een ding wat in my gedagte was, is die verkiesings wat in 2024 plaasvind en hy het die geleentheid gehad, ons president, om, you know, sweeping changes.
Yeah.
Confidence, instill that confidence and...
When he said that line about, I'm not appointing anyone new, I'm just plugging the vacancies, I was like,
No, we also just on our Instagram got a comment from Janine van Rooyen. At 74, the Minister of Youth, please, pull my other leg. Please.
That one, yes. The two that really irritate me is that Peggy Cele stays in his role.
Yeah.
As Minister of Police, he has been nothing but awful. The only memories I have in my head are him during COVID stopping people at roadblocks and pouring savannas into the drain. As for actual crime, working 10111 numbers, DNA forensic databases, support for victims of sexual assault at police stations, functional, visible policing, nothing.
Yeah.
But let there be a bottle of booze involved and the hat is there. I cannot stand the fact that he stays.
En weet jy wat, ons sien dit nou en dit was in die nuus gedra ook oor AKA se moordsaak ondersoek. This is a famous person who's still waiting for answers from the police about what actually happened that night. Now, let's look at the ordinary South African that is a victim of crime every single day. Murders up and up and up. We've heard the crime statistics. It's just dololo. There's just nothing.
Yeah.
Becky's, the police is doing right.
Becky's the one that really upset me yesterday, the fact that he still has a job. And
but
the other...
Yeah. Let's look at the silver lining.
Yes.
Is there a silver lining?
There is a silver lining.
We are ready.
I'm all ears.
Lindiwe Sisulu
is out.
Our former sports, arts and culture minister that wanted to plan a huge flag bowl.
Yes.
Also out.
Do we think that the Tottenham Hotspur deal was the nail in Lindiwe Sisulu's political coffin?
If it were any other club, it would have been fine. She would still have had a job. But because it was Spurs. The interesting one is obviously our new Minister of Electricity is Dr. Josienso Ramakgopa, who, if you don't know the background, has a bachelor's degree in engineering, has a degree in doctor's degree in public administration and so on. So has been around for a while.
He's also the former mayor of Tshwane.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
But now we're going to find out Gwede runs energy. Pravin has
public enterprises.
Yeah. And now we've got this other ministry in between the two whose only job seems to be Eskom, but Eskom falls under both of those in bits and pieces. How much power are they going to have? What are they actually going to do? We've already had analysts in the news saying this person is going to be able to do basically nothing in their job. I hope not, because this is an important thing. But we also can't go creating a new ministry every time there's a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Nathan was speaking about the silver lining, and I think the appointment of Marupene Ramakgopa as minister in the presidency is something that is a little bit of, you know, youth and coming in with hopefully fresh new ideas that can be implemented and just make some kind of change. I'm very excited and quite positive about her appointment.
I have to say she was included or elected in the ANC's top 7, and that could have propelled her election or appointment in, you know, the cabinet. But what I should mention as well, and what the DA is alleging, that the new Minister of Electricity, we also have two deputy ministers in the Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation Department, is going to come at a cost of 74 million rand.
You know, money means nothing, so it's fine. We can do that. And before we get into some more music, in fact, the only other thing I want to mention is that Public Works now has Sitle Zikalala from KZN at the head. This is the same mayor who, when Durban was having the flooding crisis, had the water tankers at his personal property dropping off water and everyone else can wait their turn. Now has control of all of the water taps everywhere.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.